the makar for the mitzvah sipritzi is Mitzrayim. We usually assume it's from the pasuk Vigadta Levincha, Vayom Ahu Emor, Bavu Ezasa Hashem Li B'Seisim Mitzrayim. It's interesting, however, that the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah quotes a different pasuk. He quotes a pasuk also at the end of Parshas Bo, Zochar Sayom Ezesher Tzasem in Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam later in the Halacha talks about how do we know it's Bilel Chamisha Asar, and that's because of the Drasha of Bavu Ezeh. So the pasuk of Yigat Levincha is used to explain when that mitzvah is in fact applicable, and that is Bavu Ezeh B'Shashi Ish Matzah Mar Menachem Lefanach. When the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Zochas Yom Hazeh, he says Kemoshe Amar Zochas Yom Hashavas. There's a lot of different ways to explain what the Rambam means. What's the connection between Zochas Yom Hashabbos and Zochas Yom Hazeh Sheitzas in Mitzrayim? What does the Rambam mean by equating the two and bringing the pasuk of Zochas Yom Hashabbos in connection to the mitzvahs of Sipri Siyas Mitzrayim? So I remember seeing once in the name of the Rav. The Rav emphasizes how part of the mitzvah Sipri Siyas Mitzrayim, it's not just to talk about the story at length, but it's also from the perspective of what we say in Manishtana. Manishtana means, why is this night different? In other words, that the angle in which we're explaining about Yitzias Mitzrayim and elaborating on it is in order to accentuate how unique the night is. This night is unlike every other night. Manishtana halayla hazeh. So everything that we respond, Vadim Hayinu and on, is all to bring out the idea that this night is unique, this night is different. Like it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Kalel his Kadesh Chag. That's why so many things are different in this night, and Hallel is usually not said at night. And here we have Hallel at night, and all the other mitzvahs that are unique to the night of Pesach. That idea is also part of what lies within the mitzvah of Kiddush. Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is the source for the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush is, of course, a Sipur Dvarim. It's a way of explaining that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kodesh. But what it's trying to emphasize is Shabbos is different than every other day of the week. Shabbos stands apart and is distinct from the rest of the week. So in that regard, there's a very interesting common theme between the mitzvah of Kiddush, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and the mitzvah of Sipri Siyas Mitzrayim, of Zochas Yom HaZeh, according to the Rambam, both of which are trying to emphasize how distinct and unique either this day is from the rest of the week, Shabbos, or this night is from the rest of the year. The nights of the year. In that Lashon HaRambam, in Perek Aleph, the Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, there are many, many diyukim. I know people have been asking maybe to talk about the Lashon HaRambam. I'm not going to answer all the diyukim, but I'm just going to point them out to you and let you think about it over Pesach. Literally, every sentence, every phrase can be parsed and dissected. And the Rambam, of course, is such a precise, stylist. When he writes something, it's formulated in the most ultimate precision. I'll leave you with the Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. We'll see what we can glean from the language. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. Stop. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. Okay, the Rambam doesn't always say Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. The Rambam sometimes says Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah. So, now, this is not the only time that it says Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah, so you'd have to do a search and see what's the difference, if there is one, between mitzvah say shel Torah, mitzvah say min haTorah. Okay. Perek Vav of Perek earlier, by Achilas Matzah, says mitzvah say min haTorah. And Perek Zayin, one Perek later, by CPTS Mitzvah, mitzvah say shel Torah. V'saper, v'nisim v'niflos, shenasu avoseinu b'mitzrayim. What's nisim? What are niflos? Nisim v'niflos. Then he says, Bilel Chamisha Asa B'Nisan. Now, does that mean that the Rambam is modifying Mitzvah Saseh? Mitzvah Saseh is Bilel Chamisha Asa B'Nisan, which he doesn't explain the source yet until afterwards when he quotes Vigat Silvin Chabav Wazeh. Or does the Rambam mean more than that? He says, Nisim in the flows, Shenasu Lav Seinu B'Mitzrayim, Bilel Chamisha Asa B'Nisan. In other words, we're going on the Nisim in the flows, Shenasu, Bilel Chamisha Asa. Does Bilel Chamisha Asa B'Nisan modify what it says right before it, which is the Nisim in the flows of Bilel Chamisha Asa B'Nisan, which is Makas Bechoros and so on? Or does it modify what it says in the beginning of the Halacha, Mitzvah Saseh is L'Saper Bilel Chamisha Asa B'Nisan? Maybe it's going on both. what would be the nafka mina, whether the mitzvah is defined also by that which we describe things beyond what happened with the Chamisha Asar B'Nisan. Because when we talk about Pasach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bati Avseh B'Mitzrayim, that was the Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, that's Makas B'Choros. But if we discuss Kriyas Yamsu, for example, later in Haggadah, it talks about the Makos that were in the Yam, and there were five times as many as the Makos in Mitzrayim. So does that, the Etzem, count as the Mitzvah Sipur, Tzias Mitzrayim? What about the Makos before, or the Makos that led up to Makas B'Choros, that took place over the course of a year? We do discuss the Makos, but is that the essence of the mitzvah? If B'Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan is modifying the Nisan Bos Shenasu Abuseinu B'Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, then the Ika mitzvah has to do with the Sipur of what happened in B'Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan. It says, Yizmisaper on the Yitzhiyah, if it's describing the Yitzhiyah's Mitzrayim, which was B'Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, in other words, they were told they can leave, it could be that when we describe what led up to it, it's the Avdus, for example. We talk about Avodah Mayinu and we dash in the Psukim that described Avodah Kasha and all of that. So it could be that in order to appreciate the Nisim and the flows of Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, you have to talk about what led up to it, the state that was before. So even though it's not per se the mitzvah of the Sipur of the Yitzhiyah, but it fits in because you can only appreciate the Yitzhiyah from what preceded it. So obviously in that regard, it would be necessary to discuss what was before. Now, let's continue in the Lashon HaRambam. It says, Shenemar, Zachas Yom HaZeh Shetzasim in Mitzrayim, as we quoted, Kmo Shenemar, Zachas Yom HaShabbos as well, Uminayin Shebelo Chamisha Asar, Tamud Lomar, Vigat Milcha B'Yomim Or, Vavu HaZeh, Asa Hashem Li, Vavu HaZeh, B'Shosh Yish Matzah Mar Munachim Lefanech. The Ram continues, Va'af Al Pish Ein Lo Bein, says in the Pasuk, Vigat Levincha, and that, of course, makes sense for the fact that the Rambam has the original pasuk as Zochas Yom HaZeh, which doesn't say children. If you say that it's from Vigat Vincha, so it sounds like it's only with children. So obviously, you have to find a riboy that says even if it's not, you still have a mitzvah to lesaber. The Kol HaMayrich B'Dvarim. She'iru v'shehayu harezim mishubach. Now here again, we can medayik the language. This is a din of karmar v'harezim mishubach that we have in the Haggadah. The Rambam actually mentions it a second time in another halacha, which we'll get to. But the Rambam starts right away and mentions, right after talking about the mitzvah itself, v'chol hamayrich bedvarim she'iru v'shehayu. So notice again, the two words, she'iru v'shehayu. What is dvarim she'iru, and what is shehayu? What are the two words that the Rambam is highlighting? Again, all kinds of suggestions that one could perhaps come up with. I was thinking possibly, you're talking about the Makos, right? Assuming we go on, not just on the night of Tezvah, but it's the mitzvah is on the night of Tezvah, but you can talk about all the aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the you could talk about Prate Hamakos, Vam Shiru Vishahayu, how they arrived, how they got removed. There's different things connecting to the Makos, the whole sequence of how the Makos came, and every Makos is unique in terms of its style. Some had the Mata, some didn't have the Mata, right? And then again, some of them Paro begs Moshe to remove it. Sometimes they got removed by itself. But all kinds of details, that fine details that one could perhaps extract from reading the Pesukim carefully. That would also be part of the mitzvah. Anyway, there's a lot that you could suggest here, the she'iru v'shehayu. Now, as I noted, the Rambam mentions Karmabu Safar a second time, and that's as he continues. It says, mitzvah udil l'banim afilo sharu halacha beis. Even they don't ask, one should tell the children about it. Shenem v'gatil v'incha v'daitu shoben aviv melamdo. And it's, even if the child didn't ask, you talk about it, and according to whatever the intelligence level of the child is what the father teaches him, keitzad. The child doesn't understand that much, you just keep it simple. We were all slaves like this person that the child can notice and recognize so they can relate. So he talks about katan, the tipesh versus gadol v'chacham. It's interesting. The Rambam sees the measure of intelligence not just in terms of the actual IQ, but also based on age. In other words, a child who's younger is naturally not going to have the sophistication to be able to know all that there is to know in the details. So he talks about katan, the tifesh, means one or the other. It could be a gadol and not so sophisticated, and it could be a katan, similarly, not sophisticated because he just simply doesn't have the intelligence that has developed yet. And that's gadol v'chacham. Modia, modio, mashi'ira lanu b'mitzrayim. Again, here again, mashi'ira lanu. V'nisim shenasu lanu aidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Here the Ram emphasizes aidei Moshe Rabbeinu. So that must be the Makos, right? The nisim shenasu aidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Hakol v'daitu shelbeinu. What's that? So Ma'aron was mishtatif as well in the first three, as you know, right? And after that was really Moshe. So you're saying it's a good deal. The Ram says, I did Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer must be even the first three, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron. So he was always involved. It's just that Aaron was the one that actually waved the matter by the first three. Now, V'tzorach l'asuf shini b'lai l'azeh, n'alach ha'gimuk, d'shiro ban v'yishalu, v'yom l'man ishtana l'ai l'azeh v'kar l'elos. Now here the Rambam is mashma that the man ishtana is said by the children. D'shiro ha'banim v'yishalu, V'yomru manishtana. It's interesting. V'yishalu v'yomru. Hash this is v'yishalu. It's v'yishalu v'yomru. Unless he means v'yomru the whole nusach, you know, that comes afterwards. But it says achi yashiv lehem v'yomer lehem. So it's yishalu. Now later the Rambam is mashma that the korei ha'agada says manishtana. Here the Rambam is mashma that the child is asking manishtana. Yishalu v'yomer manishtana is mekar leilos achi yashiv lehem v'yomer lehem kach v'kach ira kach v'kach chaya. Here again that same double expression that you have to think about. Iru v'shehayu, and here again, kach v'kach ira. Clear, the Rambam had a kavana here. The fact that he says it in numerous times, iru v'shehayu, kach v'kach ira, kach v'kach chaya. The ketzad mishana, because he talked about the tzorach lasos shinoi. Ketzad mishana, mechal kohem kol yosei gozim, nuts and treats. Va'okren ashochan mufneim, all this kedei sheyochlu. So he talks about the various things that are done. The Gemara talks about the kiras ha'shulchan that it should ask. Chil kolis v'gozim, v'chot v'matzah z'mizeh. All these have makoros in the Gemara. Kayotze b'dvar ma'elu, meaning other things as well that you can do to pique their curiosity. Ein lo bein, ishto shol aso. Ein lo isha sholem z'azem. Manishtana, it's all makoros in Chazal, that even if there's no child, wife will ask, someone else will ask, they ask each other. Again, the point of the question is critical to Sipur. That you ask, even if there's no child, you ask yourself. Another aspect of Sipur. It's all about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam is elaborating on details of the mitzvah. This is a Mishnah in Avi Pesachim. Maschah Bignus Mitzrayim B'Shevach. We know that there's a machokes, Rav and Shmuel, in the Gemara, what that means. What is the gnus and what is the shevach? According to Shmuel, the gnus is avodim hayinu, and the shevach, of course, is that vayotzienu Hashem. And according to Rav, the gnus is the spiritual degradation. And then, of course, achshav kibanu makom avodasa. We, of course, incorporate both opinions, and we have both in the Nusach HaGada. Has the Rav explained this halacha? Tzorach l'haschil b'gnus u'usayim b'shevach. Ketzad maschil u'mesaper shebitchilo hayu avuseinu b'mei terach u'melfonav kofrin v'toen achri ha'hevel rodfin avodazar. So the Rambam's going now with the sheet of Rav of mitchila. That was the gnus that b'mei terach hayu avuseinu b'mei terach u'melfonav. The melfonav is based on the lashon of the pasuk that we quote me'olam. Hayu avaseichem me'olam. It was way back, going before that. That's the pasuk in Yehoshua that we quote. Kofrin, v'toan achrei ahevel, v'rodfin avodazar. Again, these Lashonos are probably interesting to be medayik as well. Kofrin, v'toan achrei ahevel, v'rodfin avodazar. They were totally passionate with entire ideology, which was hefech, ha-Torah, v'rodfin avodazar. U'mesayim v'das ha-emes. Here to listen to the language. Kervanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo Again, what can you medayik each of these expressions? Kervanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo. We just say in the language in the Haggadah, Kervanu Makam Lavodaso. The Rambam starts, Kervanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo. Think about the Lashon Lavodaso. We have this a few other times in our liturgy. We have in Hashiveinu Bino Lesarasecha, Kervanu Malkeinu Lavodasecha. We also have Nata Bechartanu, Bekevtanu Malkeinu Lavodasecha. The Rambam's Lashon is Kervanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo. Now, what does that actually mean? Does it mean Matan Torah? Do we actually talk about Matan Torah directly? Incidentally, in the Dayenus, which for the Rambam wasn't actually part of the Nusach HaGadah, although the Rambam did say it, his son reports that his father said it, but it's not in the Nusach HaGadah of the Rambam. So when do we actually mention Matan Torah in that paragraph? Not clear. So what does the Rambam mean? V'kevanu liyichudo. Passages of Matan Torah, and Ochei Shem Elokecha. V'chein, the Rambam continues here in Halacha Dalet. V'chein, this is now the other opinion. V'chein maschil u'modia, sh'avodim hayinu l'far b'mitzrayim, v'chol hara, where are you in Halacha Dalet? Halacha Hei, I forget, maybe we're in Halacha Hei already. V'chol hara shegmalanu, u'misayim b'nisim b'niflos shenasu lanu u'b'cheruseinu. Okay, so this is corresponding to the sheet of Shmuel, but notice again the language. Modia sh'avodim hayinu l'far b'mitzrayim. V'chol hara shegmalanu. So this is obviously describing the Avdus and all the details of the Avdus and Amaleinu Eil Habanim and Prishus Derech Eretz. We'll soon see. The Ram connects it to the Parsha of Rabbi Yehudavi. We'll see in a second. Umisayim benisim beneflos shenasu lanu ubecheruseinu. Here again, nisim beneflos. We had that phrase earlier. Nisim beneflos shenasu lanu ubecheruseinu. What does he mean by that? Messiah with that, which we with in miracles and in our freedom. But here what's interesting is what the Ram continues with. Where do you find the elaboration on that? Mascha modia shavadim hayinu far b'mitzrayim. The mascha b'gnus of avadim hayinu. Messiah b'nisim b'neflos. V'hu sheyidrosh b'aram yobid avi ad sheigmar kol ha'parsha. So what you see in the Rambam is as follows. That the section of the Haggadah of Rami Ovid Avi, which we go through phrase by phrase, four psukim from Parsha Mikra Bikurim and Kisavo, and we expand on each phrase and we cross-reference, all of that is the kiyum of the Maschah Bignus and Misayim B'Shevach according to Shmuel. To appreciate what the Rambam is doing here for us. That Seyul Amad, that segue into Rami Ovid Avi, and then what we continue to do, pasuk after pasuk, phrase after phrase of each pasuk, that is the fulfillment of the Maschah Bignus, Maschah Modia Shavanim Hayinu, V'chol Roshim Malanu, because we have the psukim that talk about V'yirei Yisrael HaMitzrim, V'yanunu, Avodah Kasha, V'nitzak, U'misayim B'nisim V'nifos Yinasu Lanu B'cheruseinu, that's why Yosin Hashem Mitzvah, V'yad Chazaka, in each phrase, Zuh HaDever, V'yavzu Renatui, Zuh HaCherev, and then Dava Acher, Shtayim, 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 and then at Eser Makos, that U'becheruseinu, that's why Yosin Hashem Mitzvah, Moedei Malach, Moedei Saraf, all that is the kiyum of the Maschah Bignus, and B'shevach, of the Avadim Hayinu that we started with before with Shmuel. Even though in our Haggadah, it's interesting, we have Avadim Hayinu first, and Vayotzeinu. So we think, okay, Shait, we have Makayim Shmuel's Maschah Bignus, and then we have Mitchila, and then we have Seyumad. So it's like a separate halacha of CBC, to be Darshan and Rami. The Rambam sees the Drasha of the Parsha of Rami Davi as the Kiyum of the Maschah Bignus of Shmuel. So it's not like a new thing. V'hu sheyidrosh me'amid avi ad shigmor kol ha'parsha. Now one can be medayik ad shigmor kol ha'parsha. What does ad shigmor kol ha'parsha mean? If you look in Parshas Kisavo in Mikra Bikurim, there are four psukim, and then you have another pasuk that follows the four. The fourth pasuk is Vayotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim until the osus of the mofsim. Then we have the fifth pasuk after that, Vayivienu el ha'makom hazeh. That's referring to the farmer having come to Eretz Yisrael. And then one more pasuk that concludes, what we do in the Haggadah is we take from Arami Avidavi, the beginning of the Mikra Bikurim, until the end of the Pasuk of Ayotzeinu, Osos of Emoksim. And we, one of the pshatim that we do in that Pasuk is Dabar Acher of the Shtayim. Each phrase is considered Shtayim. Yod Chazak is Shtayim, so into is Shtayim, right? Mor Migdolim, the Osos of Shtayim, plural, Emoksim Shtayim, which gives us Eil Esemakos. And that gives us Esemakos and Rabbi Yehuda, and we list them, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda Simon the Tachadash Be'achav. And then we have, what? We have the minion of the Makos in Mitzrayim versus the minion by the Yamsuf that we bring in that Brisa of Yossi Agli and Bekiba, the different shitas of how you multiply by five, what was the number in Mitzrayim, then we get to five times that in the Yamsuf, which again does not appear in the Rambam's Haggadah. And then we have Kam Milos Tovus Gamakam Oleinu, which the 15 Milos of the Dayenu, and Achas Kam Bekama, we go over them again, and then Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer. You have to know, what does the Rambam mean when he says, Achi Yigmor Kol HaParsha? At first glance, Kol HaParsha means you don't stop with Osus of Moksin. There's another Pasuk after that. There's a Pasuk of the Pasuk of Adienu Amakam Hazeh. Now, we don't have that because obviously that's not fit for CBCS Mitzrayim, that's fit for Mikra Bikurim. So we take the four psukim and we transplant it into the Haggadah. Obviously there's a significance to using these psukim in many ways to explain why we chose these psukim. Chazal Kuver to use these psukim on a simple level, that they are encapsulating the essence of the story. They're a perfect springboard to be able to use as a way of spreading out our wings and discussing more at length. Each phrase allows us to darshan. That's what I think in the Malbim Haggadah he explains. It's simply a way of a good device in order to have an anchor. It's always good to be on the dot, right? To have an anchor and then to use what you have in front of you to be able to spread out and understand things more. But at least you have your anchor with these psukim. On a more deeper level, I think there's a common theme between these psukim of Mikra Bikurim and of course, Sibbutz Mitzrayim, it's Hakaras HaTov, which is what Bikurim is all about. So we're using the experience of the farmer who's Makir Tov for what he has. And we're using that over here as well as part of the experience of the Karas HaTov. It's not just Stama telling a story. It's coming from the experience of the Karas HaTov. We'll see. But obviously what comes afterwards, by the end of Malkam HaZeh, that's not fit necessarily for CBT's Mitzvah. The Rambam's Lashon, the Yigmar Kol HaParsha, would perhaps be mashma that there's a point of talking about the next pasuk. Now, there is a reference to that, if you think about it, in the Dayenu. In Dayenu, we talk about the 15 miles, and we end up with Hechni Sanu Eretz Yisrael, Uvan Alonu Espeis HaBuchira. So, it could be, I remember maybe seeing this somewhere, that part of what Kavana was in the Dayenu was to be able to bridge the four psukim with the one or two psukim that follow afterwards. In other words, the Iker Vayivienu Amakom Hazeh Vayitenu Es Aretz Hazos. So we have now the mentioning of Hechnisanu Eretz Yisrael, Ubanon Espeis HaBuchira. So even though we don't actually read the Pasuk of Vayivienu, which is the next Pasuk of Mikra Bikurim, and darshan it in the same way we did before, but we are, at least in a sense, by the Dayenu, we're bringing us one step forward and to correspond to that Pasuk that follows in the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. Okay. Now here the Rambam concludes Halacha, it's Halacha Dal that we're in. The Rambam concludes the Halacha with the Ko HaMosif, Umarich, the drash parsha zu hareza meshubach. So here you see the Rambam has mentioned the din of Hakohen Marber is meshubach a second time. The first time the Rambam mentions it was when he first establishes the mitzvah based on his pasuk zochas yom hazeh, and it's to be done on the night of Tezvav based on the other pasuk he got to Levincha, and the Rambam concludes that halacha by saying the kohen marich. V'dvarim she'iru v'shehayu hareiz meshubach. So that's one time the Rambam mentions Kol HaMarbe. That's in terms of discussing the details of the story, she'iru v'shehayu, as we saw before. The Rambam here has another mention of Kol HaMarbe. After discussing the idea of being maskel b'gnus, m'sayim b'shevach, in terms of the physical, of adim hayinu, v'kol rashik malanu, m'sayim b'nisin v'flos, and how do we do that? V'hu she'yidrosh m'ram yavidavi. So that's the kiyum of the Maskel B'gnus of Shmuel. The Rambam says that Kol HaMosif U'Marich B'Drash Pashut Zeretz HaMeshubach. It comes out that there's a new kiyum, you might say, of the Kol HaMarbe, specifically within the part of the Haggadah that is expounding on the on the psukim that we have. You have to know what the Rambam, where the Rambam saw that there's two dinim in Kol Marbe. You have to know what the Rambam, where the Rambam got that from. The whole inyan of the fact that we're darshaning is psukim is striking. The Rav used to like to talk about how the mitzvah of Haggadah entails Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. It's not stand storytelling. It's maybe part of it. But and the Rambam talked about how you tell, you know, you could tell the story to the Tam on his level, to the Chacham on his level. That's what I'm discussed before. But there's also an inyan of Talmud Torah. There are Makoros and Chazal to this effect as well. Chazal even discussed halachos, that they were osik, that the Chacham were osik in Hilchos HaPesach. We say that by the Tshuva to the Chacham, Kilchos HaPesach. But part of Talmud Torah is to darshan Torah Shebichsav in the light of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh gives us an illumination, a perspective on Torah Shebichsav. And when we darshan ki'igu, like the Tanoim were darshaning, these are drushes that you find in the Sifrei, on the Pasuk there in Kisavo, on the Pasuk in Kisavo. So we are ourselves engaging in an experience of Talmud Torah, taking Torah Shebichsav and trying to uncover ideas and cross-referencing and all of this. This is Torah Shebal Peh, and this is part of what Sipur Tzitzit also entails. It entails darshaning, sukkim. That's why maybe the Rishonim say why we say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu in the middle of the Haggadah. Before it mentioned our Barbanim, we say Baruch HaMakom. Well, what's it doing in the middle of the Haggadah? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. And the Shmuel Lek and other Rishonim say that it's a Birchas HaTorah. It's a special Birchas HaTorah. We say Birchas HaTorah every day for the Torah that we learn during the day. But because Sibur Tzitzis Mitzrayim entails a limud of sorts, it's a Talmud Torah, it's a unique type of Talmud Torah, it's a Talmud Torah of Sibur Tzitzis Mitzrayim, so it warrants its own Birchas HaTorah, so we Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Shenasan Torah, Moisel, Baruch Hu, and then we go into the Arba Banim, which we quote Psukim from the Torah, about the Arba Banim, Kenegav Amdibra Torah, but it also is going to be a Birchas HaTorah for the Drasha of the Rami Yomid Avi, for that we go on to say later on. So the Rama has whatever makor he has, that there's a special union of Kar Marble Saper, not just in the Sipur itself, that you talk about more stories about how things happened, but in the way that you darshan, the Drash Pashas are raised there Meshubach. Maybe one more halacha in the Rambam, and then we'll be able to look, one more halacha or two in the Rambam, and then we'll be able to look at together at some things in Magid itself. Kol mi shelo amar shlosh dvamer bepesach, this is now halacha hey. Elior, you had a question before, I think. Yeah.
Just on what you were saying before in the Rambam, with the two Lashonos and most of the Marach, so Rebbe's trying to say that there's an extra mitzvah, a separate mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that's a part of the
Sipur. Well, part of Sipur Mitzrayim entails Talmud Torah, and what you see in the Rambam is that the Marbe L'Saper is in the aspect of Sipur of storytelling. That's what the Rambam earlier mentions. Kol Marbe L'Saper B'Dram Shiru V'Shahayu, and the Rambam also tells you that the Kol Marbe L'Saper relates to the Talmud Torah component, which is primarily within the drush of the Rami Yovel Avi section. That's where the Rambam mentions it again. Alach Adalid, Kol Amosif Umarach V'Drash Pashizur is a Meshubach. There's a Reza Meshubach of Kol Marbe L'Saper on both aspects of Sipur, on the Sipur of story, but the, also on the Behusha Yidrosh. Behusha Yidrosh. Chazal wanted the part of the Maschal B'Nus Sayim B'Shevach to be through the prism of drushes. In other words, I can talk about the story independent of darshaning psukim, but there's a special inyan to do it in the form of Talmud Torah. That's what the Rav used to emphasize, that the Talmud Torah of the Leil HaSeder. Again, it's important to recognize this because I know, you know, probably when I was younger and probably a lot of people even today, they read the Haggadah and they get to the Tzeilmad section and things seem like very, you know, they don't have the same excitement for them. You know, it's just like run on, you know, words and kemashenema. Unless you appreciate each time you're dashing a phrase, kemashenema, what are we trying to add here? What are we trying to bring out? So it just seems like very arbitrary. I mean, the other parts are a little bit easier to relate to unless you really allow yourself to appreciate what we're doing in Tzeilmad. But what we're doing is we're mekayim this Maschal B'Nus Sayim B'Shevach through the prism of darshaning phrases and appreciating the nuances of the words, of the text. And the language of the Torah is very precise. And Kemosha Nemar, that's why I have Pirushim and commentaries on each phrase by the Rishonim and on, exactly what is being added when we quote Kemosha Nemar, we cross-reference what this phrase over here is saying with another pasuk elsewhere, and there's always something nuanced that's being added. And that's what the Rambam is saying. Ko'am mosifu marich b'dvash parashazu. It knows the kiyum you have without that. You could just say the words and you would say it, or you would say. But obviously what allows the Magid to be longer is, you might say, more of an appreciation of each of these drushes. So to the extent that you're able to go into it, when you get to the Makos, you can tell over Midrashim on the Makos. That's the other Ko'am marabalisather. In other words, the B'dirim Shtir v'Shahayu, talk about the Makos, talk about what it was like. Again, up to a point, you have to eat afikom by chatzos, obviously, but within the framework that we're talking about, and it could be by Shulchan Aruch too, you could, of course, be Marech in the next day. It's not as though you can do it. Okay, yeah.
If I could just follow up, so would Rabbi say that the Rabbi itself of this would go as far to say that since Rabbi's saying it's part of the secret of Mitzrayim, would there be room, would it be possible to say that if you don't have any of this, then you're missing out in... Is it that you'd be missing out in your super Jesus time, or just like an add-on?
Hareza Meshubach. Hareza Meshubach sounds like it adds in some way. It's not, I wouldn't say it's be'etzim deficient, but it enhances the kiyum. Hareza Meshubach. It enhances the kiyum. Okay, one more halacha or two maybe. Kol mi shelo amar halacha hey. Pesach, matzah umrorim. That's the Rambam's girsa, umrorim. Matzah umrorim yochluhu. This is the name of Rabbi Gamliel. Now, we quote it with the name of the author of the statement, Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer. We're quoting the Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't, maybe in the Siddur Haggadah he has it this way, but in terms of the halacha itself, the halacha is, not to say Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, the halacha is, we can certainly say it if we wish, but the halacha is to talk about Pesach, Matzah, Mor, and each one why we do it. And the Rambam says, without that, l'yasa dechovaso. There's a major machlokis rishonim, what mitzvah is being discussed here. The Rambam is clear here, the Rambam is discussing here the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the mitzvah dechovaso means the mitzvah Sipur. Now Sipur entails all the things that we just described, in the Haritha Meshubach, if you're Moses from Meirech, and so on. But critically, what's critical here, Yidei Chovaso, would mean that you have to specifically address these foods and label them and discuss why we eat them. That's the mitzvah Yidei Chovaso that Gamliel is telling us about. The Rambam continues, Pesach HaShem Shepesach HaMokom Baruch HaBati HaBasim Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam goes after that to Maror, even though the order that he quoted before is Pesach, Matzah, Merorim. Now he continues and says, Merorim, Hashem Shemeru, Hamit Mitzchayi Vaseinu, V'Mitzrayim. So for whatever reason, another diuk to keep in mind when you want to think about these Rambams, the Rambam now goes to Maror, and then Matzah, Hashem Shenigalu. So he goes Pesach, Maror, Matzah. Udvam Ha'elu, Kulan, Hein HaNikroin Hagada. So again, it's Mefurish in the Rambam that we're discussing what the Higato Vincha is all about. The essence seems to be the description of these three in Yanim, without which the Rambam would be mashba bepashtes mamish liikuva. There are those who say it just means min hamufchar. Again, everything is a question of levels. There's another pshat in Rishonim. The Ramban is mashba this way in a couple of places. And other Rishonim as well, that the Ran Dechovaso means the mitzvos halayla. In other words, when they had a carbon Pesach, you're not yotze carbon Pesach, and here it clearly means minamukhar, it's not l'ikuva, but the full kiyum of carbon Pesach, achilas carbon Pesach, and so too achilas matzah, achilas mor, is fulfilled only if you describe why you're doing it, why you're eating it. The mitzvah itself of achilas matzah, for example, necessitates describing and articulating why I'm eating matzah to understand the significance of it. It's an interesting halacha. I mean, typically, achila is achila. Mitzvah is to eat. So why is the mitzvah being yotzei achilas matzah depend on some level on articulating why we eat matzah? The stam of the pshat is, it's not stam an achila is a physical act. Is that you ate something. But Torah wants the achila to rise to a certain level of kedusha, just like, for example, korbanos are eaten by the kohanim or by a bailin. So it's not an ordinary achila, it's a heightened achila, it's a spiritual achila, it's like a b'china of a mizbeach that you burn korbanos on. So when you're eating something with the state of kedusha, it's a different kiyum. So the state of Kedusha is defined by a consciousness of what these mitzvahs represent, what they correspond to, and to recognize the Hatzalah, the mad rush out of Mitzrayim, the Geula, and when you know that and you articulate it, which makes it, the Chinuch writes often, and when you say something, it becomes more real. So when you say, Matzah Shum Shenigalu, or the Gersa Rambam, or Shum Shalosim B'Tzekim, which is our Gersa, so that itself makes the Achila a different Achila. It's an Achila that's accompanied by a consciousness, by an awareness of what it is. So the Torah is getting to that level Achila, not just the physical eating. And that's according to those who have shown them that say that this is a kiyum of those mitzvahs halayla. The Rambam learns it's a kiyum of Sibitzias Mitzrayim. Tosis, for example, holds that it's a kiyum in the mitzvahs halayla. Tosis, how do I know that you're supposed to talk about it? Vamartim Zevach Pesach. That pasuk is a pasuk written by Karben Pesach. Vamartim Zevach Pesach and Matzamar are equated to Pesach, says Tosis. For the Rambam, it would be a different marker. The marker could be Chveis. Baburzeh, some Rishonim point to Baburzeh that you have to be able to talk about the mitzvos of that are in front of you. So Baburzeh, Sashem Li, means you have to discuss it. That could be the marker. There's also another marker, Lechem Onish, Onim Lavdvarim, Dvarim Harbe, part of the Onim Dvarim Harbe. We talked about Ming Halel, but it also can mean the Rach says Matzazu. So it means that you have to talk about the matzah and why we eat it, and you hold it up. Nafkamina could be as follows. The Gemara, the Baruch Shulchan Aruch, that you're supposed to hold the matzah. The Gemara says, Tzorcha Agbiya. When you say matzah, you're supposed to hold it up. So why do you have to hold it up? So some say because of Chaviv was a mitzvah. But if it's the Iker, that's the mitzvah Sipur, to talk about the matzah, then that's good for why you have to hold it up, because that's the kiyum of the halacha of Baburzeh. So it's more than just Chavivus. Okay, maybe another halacha, and then we'll talk about Magid in general, other things. V'chol dor v'dor, halacha vav, this is what we say right after Gamliel, getting into Hallel. V'chol dor v'dor, chayv adam, here's the Rambam's famous girsa, l'haros es atzmo, ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo yatza atam mishibun mitzvayim. So the haros is important to recognize, but the Rambam, it's not just to perceive yourself, but it's also to demonstrate, to be demonstrative. In other words, it should be nicker, not just for you, but for others who see you. This is why many minhagim, I'm sure you can fill us in on, you may have to literally walk around the table as if you have something on you. Yeah, you do that?
We do something else.
Something, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever it is. Okay, you understand. All kinds of minyanim that are very much, that's not going to get transferred to the year. It's okay. Laharos es atzmo. But the point being that it should actually be apparent. That's part of the kiyum. And in a certain way, you could say that so much of what we do, mitzvah haseba, for example, you could say it's a separate mitzvah. The chachamim want you to eat haseba. It could be an aspect of the mitzvah halayla, matzah haseba. But it's also a larger kiyum of the laharos es atzmo. In other words, when you're perceiving yourself as yatsa, that's not yet apparent to others. When you're eating a certain way, in reclining position, which is viewed as a derecheres, at least once was, so that's a kiyum of the larger idea of laharos es atzmo. Now the Ram puts it in very interesting terms: ki'ilu hu be'atzmo yatsa ata. Every word in the Rambam is golden. Ki'ilu hu be'atzmo yatsa ata. It's happening now. Again, ata ba'atzmacha, you and your own essence. Hayisa eved, yatzas lecheiros v'nifdeis. Again, yatzas lecheiros v'nifdeis. Says there, v'yiftach Hashem olkecha. So Ram mentions v'nifdeis. Lefichach, and this is what I just was emphasizing about the Haseba. This the Rambam Mamish connects it. Lefichach in Halacha Zayin. Lefichach kishesoed adam b'layla zeh. When you have your meal, sounds like not just the matzah, but the Shulchan Aruch as well. The whole shayla, you have no fear of Shulchan Aruch, and it's a reshus. And maybe today it's because we don't do a seba, it's not as easy. Many are more makel by Shulchan Aruch because it's not even chatchila, because it's not something that we're comfortable with. But lemaisa, the Rambam's lash kishesoed adam b'layla zeh. So that's the Lefichach, because of what I just told you, that there's a mitzvah laharos, that's why there's a mitzvah haseba. That's the duke that they make, the Rav and others, the Ram's mashma, the din of haseba is itself a fulfillment of the inyan of laharos hasatzma. Now the Ram gets into halachas of the abakosos and haseba and so on. Okay. So the Rambam, we spoke about basically six or seven halachas of the Rambam, which have to do with Sibesis Mitzrayim, and we can appreciate the very precise language of the Rambam, even if we don't have all the answers we have, which is a time to have questions. We have questions to try to think about in the language of the Rambam. Let's talk about assorted in Yanim and Magid together. Again, just a sample, random sample of thoughts and ideas. So maybe we'll begin with the Manishtana, and we'll see where we'll go from there. Just in terms of the Seder itself, what happens, you know, there's a Sila Kakaira the Gemara talks about, which is Shaila today, exactly how we do it, if we do it at all. They used to, in those days, it was a simpler thing. They used to have tables, small tables for every person. Here we have one table, everyone's sitting around the one table, so you're not going to take the table away. So what's typically done in many cases is you take the kaira, take away the kaira is the Seder plate with the matzah, which could be on the kaira or in front of it. All that goes off, and it's all to pique curiosity. What do you mean? We usually have it set up for a meal, and then you're taking the meal away, like, what's it about? That's supposed to trigger questions. So right now, you do that, and you also pour a second cup. And the pouring the second cup is also, according to many Rishonim, it's to pique the curiosity of the children. Because why, we usually have Kiddush, now we have a meal. So now you have Kiddush, and then the meal's gone, and you're pouring the second cup. Something strange here. So they ask, the kind of Ben Shoel is, why are you pouring a second cup? That's how many Rishonim learn Pshat. The Rambam, on the other hand, sounds like the kos is poured now because the whole Haggadah has to be said on the kos. The Rambam would have you pour the kos before halach ma'anya. The Rambam, his Haggadah says, maska al kos sheni, and you say the vehil yitzan mitzrayim, a few words, and then halach ma'anya. So the Rambam is mashma that the Haggadah itself, the whole Haggadah said on the kos. According to the other Rishonim, it seems that the Haggadah is not on the kos, it's on the matzah. The kos is necessary for the halel. And like you said yesterday in the shir, in Amshiva el alayayin, nafgamina could be very, I mean, we mentioned this the other day, very, very, very real. Let's say a person spills his kos of yayin in the middle of the Haggadah, so now I have to refill the whole cup. Does he have to go back to Avadim Hayinu and recite from there over the kos that's now, you know, Moshe Salvechik supposedly required that of somebody. But if you go with the other Rishonim, it's only that halal is set on the kos. The reason we pour the kos earlier is in order to pique the curiosity of the child. So Moshe and kos sheni for that purpose. But the kos doesn't have to really be full for the entire Haggadah, just for the halal. In any case, the kaira is not here. It doesn't get brought back until before Avadim Hayinu, after the questions are asked. We normally assume that Manishtana is a question. Manishtana. The Aruch HaShulchan, both in his Haggadah, it's an excellent parish called Leil Shimurim, it's printed, it's available, and it also mentions this in Aruch HaShulchan as well, that Manishtana could be interpreted not as a question, but as an exclamation. Like, for example, Ma Tovu Aholecha Yaakov, or Ma Gadlu Masacha Hashem, right, and many other examples like it, where it's not that why, that would mean lama nishtana, why is it different? It's rather not a question, but an observation. How different this night is, right? Ma gadlu masach Hashem, ma tovu lach Yaakov, and so on. Ma nishtana halayla zeh mikol halaylos. How different this night is. After all, every other night we have chametz umatzah, and now it's only matzah, and so on. These are all details in trying to flesh out this observation. You almost would punctuate this not with a question mark, as many Haggadahs would have, but rather with an exclamation point. That's the interesting pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan. But again, as we noted earlier, the idea of saying Manishtana, this is already in the language of the Mishnah, Manishtana, because the yisod of Tzibitzis Mitzrayim is to show that this night is unique. So therefore, the observation or the question is, why is it different, how is it different, how different it is, and all that we elaborate is to show that this night is in fact different. If it is a question, then of course you have to figure out where the answers come. The answers might not come to Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer, maybe the answers come a little bit with Avadim Hayinu. According to Aruch HaShulchan, it's obvious that it's not a question as much as something must have happened tonight. That's why all this is different. What happened? So we tell the story. So that's a simple way of addressing the implicit question of Manishtan. So we could begin with Avadim Hayinu, and we have the statement that we were Avadim. The words of Avadim Hayinu actually appear in Chumash, in Parshas Veschanan, in the Tshuva to the Ben HaChacham, which we don't actually use when we mention the Shelah of the Chacham. We don't mention it there. Here we say the Afad HaKelchos HaPesach, but in the Torah it says V'amarto Bincha Avadim Hayinu. And then we go on with V'ilu Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not in the Torah. That's already just the language of the Nusach of the Haggadah. Also, in the Pasuk, it doesn't say Bezror Netuya. I don't believe it says that. It says V'yad Chazaka. We added Bezror Netuya as well, which is used in other places. We talk about how, as much as we know, whether we're Chacham in the Von, Zekein, Yodim, Satorah, Mitzvah, Reino, Lesaper, B'yitzias, Mitzvayim. And then we have again the Maisa to prove that idea of the Chachamim and Bnei Brak. Three times we talk about Lesaper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? We mention Mitzvah Olein Lesaper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then again, Lechomar Lesaper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim and Hayimsam B'Yitzias. What's the Pshat? Lesaper B'Yitzias. Pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, by Yisaper Moshe L'chosno, Eis Ko Asher Asa Hashem Paro Mitzrayim. Yisaper, Es. Yisaper, this, that, what? Bi. So, there is a Rashi in Chumash, Parshas Shmos. Paro is very angry that Moshe comes and says, let them go, let them go, and he tries to make things worse. And how does he do that? He takes away the straw, and he keeps the quota the same as before. And when he makes the case, he says, I can't let this happen. They have too much time on their hands. Tichbad ha'avoda al hanashim. We have to make the work harder. Va'al yishu b'divrei shaker. What's the meaning of the word yishu? Va'al yishu b'divrei shaker. Yishu, it's a difficult word. What does it mean? Va'al yishu b'divrei shaker. Let them not something with words of vanity. Rashi there has an emphasis on what it means. Rashi says some translate Yishu as turning, like by Yisha Hashem El Hevel El Min Chaso El Kayim El Chaso Lo Shah. They should not turn to false words. Rashi rejects that pshat because then it wouldn't say Vidivei Shaker. It would say Yishu El by Yisha Hashem El Hevel the El Kayim El Min Chaso Lo Shah, to turn to. Like we say in the Sachsvad, Vilis Filasim She'ei. Vilis Filasim is like the El Filasim She'ei. What's the divrei shaker? The Rashi prefers a different pshat. Yishu is milashon sipur. Sipur. To speak. Like Rashi quotes psukim in Tehillim, in the Kuf Yutes. The eshe b'chukecha tamid. We find, says Rashi, the lashon of dibur and sipur in connection with a beis, as opposed to an el, which would be to turn to. So you see that you can find the word there when you're talking about sipur as well. The eshet b'chukecha tamid. The equivalent would be what we say in Yiddish, redden and learning, right? The experience, to speak and learning. To speak and learning. So you're speaking about something, about an inyan, right? So I would say, v'yisapim Moshe l'chosno eis ko asher asa Hashem, means Moshe told over to Yisro this and that. So therefore it says es. He told him ko asher asa. But when you're talking about a sugya, you're talking about a framework, an inyan, speaking and learning. You don't say, I'm speaking out, the tosis. I'm speaking and learning. I'm speaking bava kama. I'm speaking in bava kama. So lesaper b'yitzias mitzvah means that you're engrossed, you're involved in the sugya of yitzias mitzvah. So that's the inyan of lesaper b'yitzias mitzvah. I saw in the Rav's Haggadah of Siach HaGrid, he doesn't say anything I just told you so far, but he takes it perhaps in a similar vein, without quoting the Rashi and so on. But he says, it's bifrat, because what is the halach of Sibitzis Mitzrayim? As Rambam told us, it's liris es atzmo, laharis es atzmo, kiyos in Mitzrayim. You have to be totally involved to the extent that you experience as if this is you. So therefore, it's ki'ilu, you're in the story. if this story about somebody else, so you could say this happened, that happened. But if you're you're reliving your own experience, then it's like you're part of the story too. Then it's a lesapa bi. It's like you're in it. So therefore, that's the emphasis of lesapa bi yitzias mitzvah. The word for telling a story, sipa, we use the expression sipa. The Torah says that he got to tell it bencha. He calls it, we're doing haggadah. But here we have the language lesaper b'yitzias mitzvah. The word haggadah can also be taken to mean like milashin shevach v'hodah. Like it says, higadati hayom Hashem alokecha by mikra bikurim. Higadati hayom doesn't mean I'm telling, I'm praising. Hashemayim mesaprim kvod keil u'masiyot magid harakia. So here you have, interesting, in the same pasuk, interchangeably mesaprim and magid. So I would argue that l'maisa, the word l'saper can also connote the sense of l'shabeach. So even though we don't say the words l'shabeach yet, we have the words later, l'fikach nachayim hodos al shabeach, but the very word l'saper connotes, just as the word haggadah connotes, a sense of l'shabeach. We're coming to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything that we're doing here is not just like a story, nice story, interesting story. It's in order to emphasize, wow, this is amazing. Hashem did amazing things for us. I'm praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. So both the Lashon L'Saper and the Lashon of L'Hagid, L'Hagid B'Boker Chasdecha, it's not just to tell, it's to praise. Again, and as we said before, Masiyad Magid Rakia, it's a praising, it's a Shevach. Some Sfarim say that Lashon Sipur, like it says, Livnas HaSapir, Sapir sapphire, it's something that shines. So you have to bring the idea out in a way that suddenly it's shining. It's not just dry. It has a certain life to it. Okay. After the story of the Chamishas Kenim, we have a Mishnah in Brachos, which is really discussing the mitzvah Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there's a lot that the Rishonim talk about, and the Rambam, the Chaim. What exactly is the difference between the mitzvah Sechira, which is every day, according to the Chachamim, it's by day, according to Ben Zoma, it's by day and by night. That's the drush of Kol Yimei Chayecha. So that's a mitzvah Sechira. And Sipur is specific to night of Pesach. So Kiyodua, there's a lot of points that you can emphasize here as far as what Sipur does over Sechira, the Sheilat Tshuva component, the fact that you ma'arech l'saper, the fact that you go in depth, the maschad b'nos p'tayim b'shevach idea that we saw, all those things that we saw in the Rambam that we read before, those are unique to Sipur. Sechira doesn't have that. Sechira is just simply a mentioning of it. It doesn't have all those specific qualifications and details that we discussed earlier. Meanwhile, the Chachamim, they darshin the Kol Yimei Chayecha, not Halelos, but Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. The language is interesting. When it comes to the Drasha Ben Zoma, for halelos, it says, Koy mechayacha halelos. It doesn't say, lahavi halelos. Lahavi means to include. Halelos. Koy mechayacha is halelos. But the chachamim, they dash, Koy mechayacha lahavi limos HaMashiach. Why the extra word lahavi? I mean, it should say, Yimechayacha lamazeh. That's Yimechayacha is for this world, that we have mitzvah zechir in this world before Mashiach comes. Koy mechayacha that limos HaMashiach. So the Brisker Rav, I think, says it's pashut. That it's pasha because the difference is as follows. The mitzvah zechira at night is not the same mitzvah zechira by day. There's a mitzvah of zechira by day and a separate mitzvah of zechira at night. It's not the same mitzvah. However, the drasha of the chachamim is the pshat that you might have thought, as the Gemara there elaborates at the end of Masechta, first parak of Brachos, you might have thought that the mitzvah doesn't exist any longer, b'imos Mashiach, because since we have so many more miracles then, so we'll be forgetting about the miracles of Yitzias Mitzvah. So the chidush of the pasuk is no, koy mechayaka lahavi, to include that the mitzvah doesn't expire, doesn't end. The mitzvah continues then. That's the lahavi, that the mitzvah continues to exist. Not a new mitzvah, but the same mitzvah continues to apply. However, al derech hadrush, there are many svarim that like to bring the idea that lahavi was a Mashiach, like we say, to bring Mashiach, right? Bring Mashiach. So the idea is that the remes at least would be that through what we do in this world, through the Tzchiyas Mitzrayim, through remembering the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are in fact bringing Mashiach closer. It's a nice idea, it's certainly a derech tzachus, but it, It works with the words Lahavi to bring Limosa Mashiach. Okay, then we have that Bar Banim. The Torah speaks about different sons in different places in the Torah, and we mention the fact that every chacham, every child gets its own response. The responses here don't actually fully correspond to what we have in the Torah, but we tailor our response to what they're asking. And we have to know that Rasha usually gets a very bad rap, and understandably so, because obviously we tell him that you don't believe, you wouldn't have been redeemed. But the truth is, he's at the Seder table. And that means that he does count in some way. And the simple way to understand it is that occasionally, the way to, you might say, break down their defenses, when somebody is antagonistic, but in some way they really want to be part, but they can't allow themselves to be it, sometimes the approach is to take a tough love approach. You have to know, obviously, in Kiruv and in general, when this is appropriate, when it's not. But the message here is not that we really want to exclude him. We want him to be part of it. But the way to allow him to be part of it is to sometimes affirm what we know to be so, not to get compromised in terms of our own beliefs, to be, like it says, smo doche v'min mekareves. In other words, there has to be a balance between, we're not throwing him out of the house, we're not throwing him out of the Seder, he's there, but he'll say what he says, we're not going to let it affect us, we're going to emphasize what we know to be so, and this kind of an attitude would not have been zoche to geula. But Lamaisa, the hope is that through what we do, through what we say, he'll suddenly break down and say, I want to be part of this, I really do believe, and so on. They have a cute remez, it's hake yeshinov, right? The word Russia is a gematria of 570. If you take out the gematria of Shinov, the gematria of Shinov from Russia, you'll be left with Sadik, which is 204. So the hope is that through what we do, we've actually transformed him into a Sadik. Could be that's what we emphasize, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha. Everyone is on the same. Everyone has a place at the Seder. Echad, 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 Echad. It's all part of Hashem's plan. It's all part of the notion of Hashem Echad. And the Rasha, ultimately, we hope that he'll also ultimately come around as well. We have the paragraph of Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, which is basically a drasha that we learn out that it has to, the mitzvah is to be done in the Leil Tezvav, not earlier. Earlier mibod yom, the Rishonim say, could mean bisman shchitas haPesach, because you already have some inyanim of Pesach already chal by day, earlier in the day. Some say it's a reference to Tosefes Yontif. So we know the Tosefes in Navi Tzachim tells us you can't be Yotzei Abakosos, Mrs. Laila until Mamish Laila. So therefore, we have to wait for night. Rosh Chodesh would have also been a Havamina because the Aschola of the Geula was in some way in Rosh Chodesh. Okay, the next section, Mitchila, is of course to correspond to the Gnus and Shevach of Rav. There's a very beautiful word of the Dubna Magid that my grandfather, Zechonu Bracha, used to like to say over at the Seder, and I always heard it when I was a child many times. The fact that the Lashon is Mitchila Ovdi Avodazara Hayu Aviseinu. So the question is asked. Gemara tells us that we don't refer to the Avos El Shlosha, only Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We're not supposed to refer to Terach as our father. Hashem, you might say, cut the Yichus from before Terach, before Avraham, and said, Avraham Avinu, you're a new beginning. Vayomas Terach Lecharen, it says, Yerub Noach, Avraham, Lech Lecham Yartzecha. We're not going to look at ourselves as descendants of Terach and before him. So if that's the case, how can we say the line in the Haggadah, Mitchila Ovdei Hayavaseinu? It sounds like it's saying that our forefathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Of course, we're happy that now we don't have that. Now we've been brought back to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how can we actually say the sentence that Ovdei Hayavaseinu, Avaseinu were our forefathers? We don't refer to the Avos, anyone but the Avos, as Avaseinu. So the Dubna Magid took the question and turned it on its head. And he said, you see, we read the sentence wrong. Notice the grammar here. It doesn't say mitchila avoseinu hoyo avdei avodah zarah. If it would say that, then we would be actually labeling avoseinu terach and so on as avoseinu. Rather, the sentence is the exact opposite. The point of the sentence is precisely to point out that were it not for Hashem's choosing of Avram, what was originally set up, mitchila, was the fact that Ovdei Avodah Zarah Aviseinu, that Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they would be Aviseinu, we would miyaches ourselves to Terach and before him. But now, Kevano Makam Avodah, so, and thereby we view ourselves not as descendants of Terach anymore, but our ancestors only go back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he sees it in the language of the pasuk that we quote from Yeshua. Yeshua tells the people, "Korma Hashem Oke Yisrael, Be'evar Nahar Yashvu Avoseichem Me'olam." Those who were way back, Avoseichem, not your forefathers were dwelt there way back. Those that were once upon a time Avoseichem, they would have been Avoseichem. But now he continues and says, they're worshiping idols. Va'ekach es avichem es Avraham. What does he have to say? Es avichem es Avraham? Because he's trying to point out, because now with the va'ekach, the avichem is Avraham. It's not those that would have been. The avosechem me'olam, they would have been avosechem. But precisely because of the bechira of Avraham, he became avichem. So it should be reading as va'ekach es Avraham, to be avichem. So that's the Dubna Magid's famous idea in this section. Okay, Baruch Shem Avtachaso Yisrael, Baruch Hu. This is the Pasuk by Bisbin of Sarim, how Hashem kept His promise. The numbers worked out. There's a famous Biska Rav, won't go into the whole detail of it, but basically he works out the numbers. There were many cheshbonos that had to correlate with each other to allow Yitzhak Mitzrayim to happen when it did. If one of the various kitzin would not have yet come, then the Geul would have been held up. After all, you had a term of 400 years. What does 400 years go on? It goes on ba'avad be'inu osam. It might also that means you need inuy of 400 years. But it also seems to go on kigeria zaracha, which is before that. So unless you start separating, it's going one not the other. Pashas goes in both. That means that you need to have a sentence of 400 years of gerus. You might call that a residency requirement, right? And you have 400 years of Avdus, of Inui. So how do you fulfill each? So we all know the Medrash that says you go back to the birth of Yitzchak. So that gives us 400 years from the birth of Yitzchak, because from the birth of Yitzchak till Yaakov came down would be 130 years. I mean 190 years, 60 and 130, and 100 and 210 in Mitzrayim. But that wasn't 400 years of Inui. For that you have to say that the Kosh Yashivud was so intense that it was the equivalent of 400 years. If you just have that, you wouldn't have the residency. So you have to have both. If one would have ended before the other, then they still couldn't go out. Then there was another case, as a Biska Rav, they had to go out on this night. So that night converged with the other two things, and that's part of the big tribute here of Hashem Chishev as a case. The Hisha Amda is a very important part of that God. It's a sort of like the segue into Tzeil Umad, which is the Rami Ovid Avi, but it also sort of bridges Bisbein Absarim of before. Brisbane Absalom wasn't just a promise to be redeemed from Yitzias Mitzrayim, from Golus Mitzrayim. Brisbane Absalom entailed a promise that Kal Yisrael will survive forever through all the Golias. I once wrote an article a couple years ago in the Why You To Go about Brisbane Absalom. It's probably worth looking up. Many Ramazim Brisbane Absalom that speak to the idea of Geula in general, not just from Mitzrayim, and therefore Vihi is Pashup Shah going on Brisbane Absalom, that stood out for us. Not just for then, but all generations we've endured, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the same haftach of Bisbein Absarim, Matzileinu Miyad, that's the koach of the Bisbein Absarim. And then this point, that B'chol Dor V'Dor, Omdov V'Chaluseinu, that is what we segue into Tzeil Umad. Look at what Lavan tried to do. Lavan was the prototypical anti-Semite, and what he wanted to do was, you could say, worse than Paro. And that's how we lead into the Rami of Avi, which we begin to darshan, as we had earlier, we mentioned phrase by phrase. There's so many things that we could talk about here. We're not going to have the time, but you can certainly look at Mefarshim as much as you're able to appreciate the nuances of the phrase by phrase derivations. Notice as well, the Malbim is very sensitive to this. In his Agada, sometimes we say Kemosha Nemar, when we quote a reference to another pasuk, sometimes we say She Nemar. Sometimes we say nothing, we just comment on the phrase. Obviously there is a difference between Kemasha Nemar and She Nemar, and if we don't say anything, we're just commenting. Either way, there's something we're trying to bring out on each phrase. Following the last of the psukim, that's the segue to the Esem Makos, as we darshan each phrase as two, and that gives us 10, and that gives us a chance to talk about Esem Makos and Rabbi Yehuda's Simen. From that we go on to discuss the number of Makos in Mitzrayim. Based on that calculation, we go to the Yam, which is five times as many. Then we have the Dayenu. something interesting to share with you about Dayenu that occurred to me. After Dayenu, we're basically to Rabbi Gamliel and the Hallel, which is concluding Magid, and the Bracha Shegolana, which we leads us to drinking the second kos. So I was always wondering about what's the significance of Dayenu here. What is Dayenu, 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 time and time and time again. So a couple of interesting thoughts I think are appropriate to keep in mind. First of all, what does Dayenu mean? Dayenu means it's enough, what's enough? Enough what? So, the one way to learn it, it's enough to show Hakaras HaTov to say Hallel. Because soon after the Dayenu comes Hallel, or Gamliel and then Hallel. So we could be Mahalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu even just for this, and even just for this. That's one way to learn the Dayenu. It's enough that we could be Mahalel and Mishabeach. The Netziv in his Haggadah says, it would be enough already for us to appreciate Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because part of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to recognize Hashem's Hashgach in the world, like the Makos Uman Teda, Uman Teda, Ki Hashem Kev Ha'aretz, and so on. So each of these things has a lesson for us. So Dayenu for that. But there's another larger idea, and that is that whatever the Peshat is in Dayenu, the idea that we have to emphasize each thing, and we have 15 milos, is because when a person is a recipient of a lot of benevolence, it's very hard to take it in and really fully appreciate what there is to appreciate, both in terms of Hakaras HaTov and to simply recognize how special this is, unless you start isolating individual things and you recognize you did this for me, this for me, this for me. Otherwise, it's just like a big chunk, you know. It's like someone does everything for you and you say, thank you for everything. Okay, thank you for everything is a nice way to cover your bases, but you haven't really appreciated what there's to appreciate with the word everything, catch-all phrase, everything. But if I think about it, the more I'm misboning in the chasadim that you did for me, I say, thank you for this, thank you for this, thank you for this. So by separating the dayenu, we're recognizing that there's so much here. And by emphasizing each thing, we appreciate much more what there is to show Hakaras HaTov for, what there is to recognize Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And as I noted before, the one that was shown in the Rashbat says that these milos are connected to Mevi'i Bikurim, and that makes sense with what we said before, that the Mevi'i Bikurim, they ended with Vayivyenu L'Makom Hazeh, Vayitenu L'Haaretz Arutz Hazos, and that's what we end here with Dayenu when we mentioned the Eretz Yisrael and Beis HaBchira. Now there's another thought that occurred to me, which I think is also very, very resonates with me very much in terms of the Dayenu, that we say Dayenu so many times. That's the following idea. There's a song that they put to these words. It's a chazal. It says in the Pasuk, it says in the Haftorah, last Shabbos Agado, Varikosi lachem bracha ad velidai. If you give the maisa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will pour al bracha ad velidai. So there's a song, ad velidai, and the chazal say, ad sheyivlu sifsoseichem milomar dai. In other words, beli is milashin to get worn out, like to bala bala simloseichem lovosam elecha, to get worn out. Your lips will get tired of saying dai. So I thought to myself, what we have here is dayenu, 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 dayenu. It's corresponding to that maimer chazal. We're saying we did so much for us. Mamish, our lips are getting tired. We're saying dai so many times, and I actually found the lashon a Yerushalmi. And that chazal, they actually say, at milomar dayenu. The Yerushalmi at the end of Brachis and also Tainis, Paragimel, as well as the Vikra Rabba Paragamid Hei. At Shibususechem milomar dayenu. So this is mamish, what we're doing here. We're trying to show that the bracha was so abundant, literally a fulfillment of that drasha. Yibususechem milomar dayenu. So we're saying it and we're feeling so blessed that literally our lips are getting tired from saying that. Now, the truth is, the inyan of the lips is also interesting. What's the pshat? Yifu sifso sechma second etan. The inyan of the lips, I think, is really another remez. In other words, we talk about a cup. Varikosi lechem bracha. Imagine, we talk about kos male. What do we consider a shefa bracha? Shefa bracha is when, even in halachas and in hagim, by Havdalah, for example, it says that you should spill the cup into the cup, that it should spill over the edge. The idea is that the shefa is so great, it doesn't stop at the top of the cup. It goes, spills over, there's something more. And we know that the word safa, which means lips, is also an expression that's used in terms of utensils. You took about a becher, so a becher has a lip on the top of it. So if you have a kos malay is the container for bracha. You pour the wine into the kos, and you want it to be b'shefa. So what do? You pour it, and you let it spill over the rim. We call it the rim. That's the safa. So Chazal using that melitza, yivrusif sosechem lom, that the bracha is so abundant that the safa won't be able to, you get tired from saying die, but the safa is not just your lips, it's the recipient of the bracha, it's spilling over. It spills over, there's more, and the reason why it's important to have more is because if you have more, then there's a continuity to the bracha. The bracha is mitzimtzum, then it's like, that's all it is, I don't have anything more for you. But the point of bracha is that the more that we appreciate the bracha, the more that the bracha can continue and there's more to come. This is why, just I'm saying with this idea, even within Hallel, you see how important it is not just to be meshabeach for what we have, but to also ask for the future. You think that Hallel is just praise, but Hallel is also bakasha. Praise, we go on, ana Hashem Oshiyana, ana Hashem Atzlichana, in Nishmas, Birchas Hashir. We talk about, you gave us so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then we say, Ba'al Techino Hashem Okenu LaNetzach. In other words, not just thank you for what you gave me, but I appreciate it so much, and I hope that you'll continue to give me. And it's what's necessary in order to be able to be zochet to more bracha is to appreciate what we have and to always acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would depend on you for the future too. If a person gets complacent, says, okay, I have what I have. You know, the famous story of a person looking for parking space, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, find a parking space, please. I can't find a parking space. That second, someone pulls out. Oh, never mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I found one myself. You know, that's like, you know, so then it's only like to the extent that you, when a person has what they have, they should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving it to me. And what's going to be tomorrow? I need you again. And I continue to acknowledge that you're there for me, and you should continue to be for me. So this is, I think, why Dayenu is so important in terms of the message, that we are literally getting tired saying die, but the point is that the shefa, the bracha, continues to spill over as well. Eitan.
Oh, yeah. Where's the chazal? Where's the quote?
The chazal is at the end of Makos. That's where the Gemara says, Makos and bracha achiv suvsech melom edai. But in Yerushalmi, the Lashon is Dayenu. Milom Dayenu, Yerushalmi, the end of Brachos, and Tainus Per Gimel, Halacha Tes, the Ikra Rabba Per Gamed Hei. So I think that would be also the remnants of the Dayenu. So listen, Mes Hashem, all of us should be Zoche to appreciate everything that Pesach has to give us, to be able to get all the Oros HaPesach, and to have a literally a Chag Kashrus Sameach for all of us, for our families.